Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Al Watts with Farm Bureau. Last week, we learned about Kentucky Junior Livestock Expo from Chris Caudill, who is the director of the Kentucky Division of Shows and Fairs for the Kentucky Department of Agriculture. This week, Chris talks with us about lessons learned by youth that grow up raising and showing a livestock project in Kentucky.
It's a family affair, and that's way important in this, especially in this day and time where both parents have to work. These livestock shows are opportunities for families to be together, and they're doing things as a family, and that's just something that's hard to achieve in this day and time. So it's definitely a family event, and it's just something that you just really like to see, and would like to see more of it just in society today. But that's the main thing, I mean, in the friendships that are made.
Caudill adds livestock showing leads to friendships and possibly relationships later in life.
They make lifelong friends throughout showing livestock that lead into permanent friendships for the rest of their lives. I could probably think of at least five young people that met their significant other through showing livestock and are married to this day, and now their kids are showing. So it's a really unique thing in lots of different ways.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Caudill says not only is livestock showing a fun project for a 4-H or FFA member, it can also lead to a business in the future.
End of the road is never ending, which path you can take with this. I've seen several young people that start their own herds, and especially it plays right into our Kentucky livestock tag program, where we're putting in an incentive on any Kentucky proud animals, paying extra premium monies, awarded and prizes, and so forth. In fact, at these three expos, we will have a Kentucky proud champion drive in each species as well.
He adds the project sometimes attract youth who have never had livestock before.
I have seen so many cases of a young person that had maybe no prior experience, but maybe they had a cousin or a neighbor that showed, and they got into it involved. And the next thing you know, they're not only interested in showing, but now they're interested in producing and raising their own show stock.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.